Welcome to Vinyl Connection. We're here with another vinyl record review. For this episode, we are going to review an album that I've kind of had my eye on pretty much since I started getting into vinyl, which is, Christ, 4 or 5 years ago now, probably at least, which is crazy. Seems like I just got into the game. This album is, I actually just got done recording a review on their latest release, so I'm going back to back here, but I've got Megadeth with their second release, Peace Sells, but who's buying? You know, one of the classic releases in the history of, you know, that thrash metal, you know, in its heyday. The 80s, a lot of the big four bands were in their prime, tearing it up. And this is one that I've had in my hands a couple times. I've had it in my crosshairs on Amazon and other record store sites online. You know, for whether funds were tight or I just didn't pull the trigger. I will say one thing about it. When I first started getting into vinyl, and maybe a lot of people would relate to this, certain albums I just kind of thought would be readily available because they're big albums, right? Not realizing the whole process that goes into running a pressing run, right? So I've run into that on more than one occasion. I know better now. If I really want something, you better strike while you have the chance. So anyway, I've passed up on this. I had it on order once on Amazon, and then it fell through, and I said they didn't know if it was going to come into stock, so I ended up canceling that and just stumbled across it a couple weeks ago, and the bonus for me is it was about the cheapest price I've had a chance to get it for. So on Amazon.com, I paid $21 for this beauty. It came with the auto rip, which is the digital file. Don't really need it on this because I already have the CD. I've got it ripped onto my computer, but again, it's nice if you're looking for that. You've got that digital download that comes with Amazon. Again, I say this probably every episode, not going to apologize for buying from them. There is no digital card with this album, like most of the albums you get today. So what you get is the runtime is 36 minutes and 12 seconds on this bad boy. So that is fine for the single 180 gram black vinyl that this came on, with a white paper sleeve that is rice paper lined, which if you listen to my review of Megadeth, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, that also came with lined sleeves. So whether that's a record label thing or a band thing, it's very nice to get. So it's the 180 gram standard black 180 grams. The spindle hole is great fit, did not have to bore it out. For the most part, the edges are smooth. They weren't jagged, but if you know, running it through my Spin Clean knockoff, they're sort of like, not, like I said, it's not jagged cutting your fingers, but it's a little bumpy in spots. So, you know, take that for what it is. I just like to call it out. So I think all the QC things are important. No gatefold here, which is fine because it's a single. You know, the gatefolds are nice. Sometimes you get a gatefold with a single and you get pictures of the band and stuff. So, but this is a standard single jacketed album cover here. It is nice though. It's glossy. It's got a nice glossy coating on the front and back. It's that original, you know. If you're a Megadeth fan, you know, they have their character Vic Rattlehead. And it'd be a good podcast sometime to do best Megadeth album covers, rank them. I do another podcast called Metal for Dummies. That might be an idea. This one's cool. You know, it's Vic Rattlehead with the for sale sign, bombings and chaos like they like to do all over the place. On the back, you've got the pictures of the band. Funny to see how young these guys are looking. So it was one that I've been waiting for, and I'm it's like those are the, I have way too many records. Not as many as a lot of people, but I'm pushing 500. I gotta think I've slacked off on my Discogs lately, and I you know, if I get a few hours each weekend to listen, that's pretty good. So, you know, it's hard to pick what to listen to for the records. But, you know, not too many records, not enough time, I guess, is my point here. And this, though, I haven't been – I've slowed down on my buying, right, is my point. Kind of lost my point, to be honest with you. And so I kind of, these are the kind of records I'm buying right now, are these kind of white whale, the ones I've really wanted, or new ones, you know, bands that I really like when they release a new record. So this was one, really thrilled to get it. There's not a lot of the older Megadeth that you can get for reasonable price. Like, I was lucky, I got my favorite Megadeth album, Rust in Peace. I got that sort of early on. And that's, I haven't seen that in a long time. Again, where I'm talking that you would pay reasonable, not go on eBay and pay somebody $200. If you want to do that, wonderful. That's what you'd probably have to do. But so it's kind of nice. You get there. This is like, there's, like I said, their second album that was $21 on Amazon. You know, Killing Is My Business. They did a re-release of that a few years ago. Other than that, you know, there isn't anything really re-releasing of that out that you can get. So if you want an early Megadeth, this is the one I think you have the best chance to get your hands on. Not warped, nice and flat, not dirty or dusty. It's good. You know, you always want to clean your records off, even the brand new ones. At least run a brush across them. Get there's always going to be some dust and dirt from that. The pressing plant is just a dirty place, and that's the way it is. So now we'll get into the sound quality part. And again, just to reiterate, if there's anybody that listens to all these, I do apologize for always going over the sound setup, but I think it's important. And if people cherry pick maybe of just records they want to review on, I have a Fluence RT85 with a Gold Ring E3 cartridge. I had a mishap with my Orderfon Blue. If you're saying why the heck don't you have the Orderfon Blue that came with that, I've got powered speakers by Klipsch that are P51s or whatever the hell the model number is. I've got a 10-inch Klipsch subwoofer. And I've got the Cambridge Audio Alva Solo preamp, which is a great preamp, by the way. That's the setup. Sound quality on this, it's okay. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's you know, this is what the record sounded. This is what I remember it sounding like. You know, when I was getting into Megadeth in the late, you know, like 90 in there and picking up all their back CDs. A friend of mine got me into Metallica and Justice for All and Megadeth Rust in Peace, which came out in 90, all about the same time. So probably about like 90 I was getting into all this and then getting all the back. And I remember, you know, that's just some of that, what the sound was for some of these thrash albums. So I don't know that it's a pressing problem. I think it's just the source material. And honestly, I did my sound review after listening to the new Megadeth, which is like super produced and super clean sound quality. So maybe that hurt it. I'm glad I got it. It was $21. I just don't want you going and buying this and say that clown on Vinyl Connections had run out and get this because it's the greatest sounding. It's like you've never heard the album before. It's not. It should be about what you remembered it, which is probably what a lot of people want. There's a certain charm to that old early 80s thrash metal sound. I don't know. There's almost a point where they sound like they're recorded in a phone booth or something. But so that's what you get. But again, like I said, for $21, I was not, you know, they do remasters of this stuff, and this is one of the remasters. You never know. But I didn't come into this expecting it to be a transformative listening experience. It's Megadeth, Peace Sells. I may have to bump the bass up a little bit when I play this one to get it to sound a little thicker, but it wasn't horrible either. I've got a lot worse, sadly. And I say sadly because I've paid a lot more for ones that maybe didn't sound great, but it's fine. And yeah, I think it's a source material deal. You know, you get what you have to work with. But look, as far as the content, I mean, this is, to me, it's a must have. If you're a thrash fan, if you're a Metallica fan, you're a metal fan, you're kind of older. I'm 47 years old. So, you know, there's my wheelhouse. If you have a chance to get it for $21, I mean, do it. Don't think about it. You know, everybody knows the title track, Peace Sells. I mean, that was like the bass line was the theme song for MTV News. But Jesus, I mean, this is so good. I mean, Devil's Island, The Conjuring. I mean, the whole thing front to back. But I wanted to call it Devil's Island because that riff on Devil's Island is just incredible. And, you know, one thing Megadeth did on their first few albums and maybe even some more during the years is these cover songs. And that's what, boy. I'm not a big fan overall of the Megadeth cover songs. They do I Ain't Superstitious on here, and it's probably one of the better, maybe the best of the covers they do. It's not very long. It's just, it's fine. Some of the other ones are real missteps to me. But, yeah, this is one of those albums. It's one of those albums when you read lists of the greatest thrash albums or greatest metal albums of all time, this gets in there. People, it's on, not just me. It's a widely recognized classic. So, pretty happy that I was able to get my fingers on that. And only have a couple listens in. But I wanted to do the review. And, you know, a lot of these reviews, I'm trying to give reviews to new albums that have come out to give people an idea whether they should go and get something. And while this is new in the idea that it's after the, it's not an analog recording from 80, it's a repress. So I'm just trying to give the scoop on these things. And I just wanted to review it because it's a great album. It's a fun album. I mean, it's 36 minutes, you know. These were recorded back when they had taken into consideration because they were pressing the records. So that makes it cool. So again, it's a must get if you're a Megadeth fan, especially if you can get it in the low 20s. I mean, I know I almost pulled the trigger a couple times. It was $30 and it was just the timing wasn't good. Now I have it and I'm thrilled about it. So again, Megadeth fans, hard to get your hands on some of the early stuff. So this is one that pops up here and there. Right now it's available. I'd get it if I were you, and I'm thrilled to have it. So, hey, spin them if you got them. And until next time, take care and bye-bye.